Hey everyone, this is Jim, producer of the Around the House Show podcast. If you're listening right now, you already know we bring you the best tips, tricks, and expert advice to fix, upgrade, and maintain everything in your home without the headaches or the huge bills. But if you're catching us on the radio or borrowing a friend's phone, you're missing out on new episodes dropping straight to your device every week. So do yourself a favor, hit pause for just a second, grab your phone, and subscribe to Around the House Show on your favorite podcast player. Whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, or wherever you listen. It's completely free, and you'll never miss an episode again. Thanks for supporting the show. Now let's get back to making your house work for you. Hold on tight. We have a great Around the House Show coming up this weekend. Help us out and subscribe on your favorite podcast player. Coming up in the first hour of the Around the House Show, Eric G. takes a dive into smart home tech for 2026. Have slow Wi-Fi? Eric G. gives you all his tips in how to fix that, and the latest in robots to clean your floors, take care of your lawn, and so much more.
So, take a look and see what kind of speed you have. One easy way to do that is jump on your phone or jump on, you know, your laptop or iPad or whatever you've got out there for tablets. Jump on there and do a speed test. See what you're getting and compare that to your bill. Sometimes you're getting a lot less than what you're paying for, which means you might have an issue either with the router or the line that's coming into the house. And so another trick here is if that doesn't work, restart that Wi-Fi router, reboot it, give it 10 seconds off, reboot it, see if it needs updates, that kind of thing. And if you're with cable company like Xfinity, for instance, you can jump in your app and do that automatically. So that's kind of easy. Let it reboot and then test it again. Sometimes you need a service person, you know,
In the second hour, Eric G. and John Dudley tackle how to build that dream garage. It might be your new workout space or your space to watch the big game. You can build it your way. This episode will save you some serious money with these hacks.
It's great for guys. You brought it up earlier. You love working on the old classic cars. And I had a buddy, Kerry Waite, that I went to middle school with in Auburn, Washington. But just always a smart kid. Ended up being a successful hedge fund guy, starting his own firm, right? Long story short, loved old cars. So he'd buy these old 50s Corvettes and just that was his thing, man. He'd go out and work for hours in the garage restoring them. And he had one of those back in 2000 or something, like 25 years ago. And I was like, wow, dude, you're living big around here.
Yeah.
But it was super cool. Yeah. And it was for exactly that. Cause you'd have one junker below or one junker above, one nice one below. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. And they make ones that are low lift. So if you've got a shorter car, you can put two cars in with a lower garage. You know, I like the four post lift, I think, for most people because it's easy.
All that and more on Saturday's Around the House Show with Eric G. We have a huge announcement with our brand new Around the House YouTube channel. Check it out at Around the House HQ, and the link will be down in the podcast player notes. New videos, all in 4K quality, all ready for you to watch and learn from the best people in the industry. If you work in the trades or construction or design business, check out the Around the House Pro Insider podcast that is back. Just find it on your favorite podcast player. If you want to hear more, listen right here on this podcast player to find out the answers. That's a wrap, folks. Another wild ride of home maintenance mayhem and project starting swagger in the books. Huge thanks to our awesome audience for tuning in. You're the real MVPs, keeping us on air while we dodge rogue ladders and those ancient website crashes. Catch you this Saturday for more laughs, tips, and maybe a few questionable DIY decisions. Until then, keep your hammers swinging and your Wi-Fi strong. See you soon.
Quick question. How long does it take you to put together a contractor estimate? If it's more than 5 minutes, you're probably losing jobs to whoever gets there first. We built InstaBid after losing a $13,000 job because my quote was too slow. Now I generate a professional PDF estimate, real Home Depot pricing, real labor costs for your zip code in under 5 minutes. Painters, roofers, all the trades. Try it free at instabid.pro. Use code ATH50 for 50% off your first month. That's instabid.pro, code ATH50.